Chapter 6. Justin woke up in the middle of the night. Andrew was lying next to him in bed and had his arm around him. He could smell the strong scent of Andrew's aftershave on his fresh sheets and pillowcases. Justin was shivering and realised that the blanket had fallen half off the bed. He reached over and pulled the blanket over both of them. Andrew woke up and leant over to switch on his bedside lamp. Justin grimaced and shielded his eyes from the light with his arm.
"Are you okay?"
asked Andrew, leaning his head on his hand and looking at Justin.
"Yeah, it's just freezing in here," replied Justin with a slight giggle.
"I must have forgotten to put the heating on," replied Andrew, placing his arm over Justin and rubbing across his smooth skin to warm him up.
"Should I go and get you a hot water bottle, Grandma?" asked Andrew, smiling.
Justin smiled and elbowed him.
"I think I'll be okay," he replied,
pulling himself closer into Andrew's warm, hairy chest.
"Did you think I was going to punch you after you tried holding my hand in the car?" asked Andrew, raising an eyebrow and smiling.
Justin laughed.
"Hardly."
"Oh, really?"
asked Andrew, putting his other arm around Justin.
"Yeah," said Justin.
"I mean, an old guy like you still living with his mum?"
"Definitely a homo." Andrew smiled and nodded. He then pulled the blanket off Justin and moved on top of him, pinning his arms down.
"You're such an ass," said Andrew, smiling.
Justin nodded and smiled. He looked up at Andrew's stubbled jaw and his plump red lips. He leant in and they started kissing each other, before Andrew started tickling Justin's neck with his tongue, causing him to scream with laughter. The next morning, they were still lying in bed when Justin was woken up by the sound of a door opening.
"Andrew, are you up yet?"
came Deborah's voice. Justin could see her outline through the pane of frosted glass on the door. He grabbed Andrew's shoulder and shook him.
"Andrew, Andrew, wake up, it's your mom."
Andrew started to stir, but before he woke up, the bedroom door flung open and Justin was met with Deborah's stunned gaze. He sat up in bed and pulled the blanket up to cover his bare chest. He didn't know what to say and could feel his face flushing. He looked down and rubbed the back of his head.
"Oh, I'm sorry," said Deborah, turning around. "Maybe you should lock your door sometimes," she shouted.
"Yeah, you'd still find a way in,"
muttered Andrew, still with his face in the pillow. Deborah pursed her lips.
"Breakfast is ready if you want it," she said, before walking out.
The door slammed shut, and Justin shoved Andrew in the back as he lay there motionless.
"Oi,"
he said. His heart was beating out of his chest and he was panting.
"What?"
said Andrew, moving his head to the other side of the pillow.
Aren't you going to say something?"
asked Justin, pointing at the doorway. His hand was shaking.
"Have you seen a ghost or something?"
Andrew turned over to face Justin. He simply stretched his arms and yawned.
"Your mum was right there and saw us,"
Justin yelled, gesturing with his hands.
"And?"
said Andrew.
"Oh yeah, two men in bed is totally normal, no problem."
Justin couldn't believe Andrew's reaction. He slumped back into the bed and covered his face with his hands.
"My biggest problem is that you didn't even say good morning," said Andrew,
putting his arm around Justin and nestling into him. Justin sighed and closed his eyes, dreading having to see Deborah again. In the kitchen, Deborah was putting out some toast and cereal on the table when Andrew walked in, wearing a t-shirt and pyjama trousers.
"A little warning would have been nice,"
said Deborah, turning and looking at Andrew with a glare.
"I'm sorry, all right,"
said Andrew, opening the fridge and pulling out the milk.
"Justin is mortified, so go easy on him, please."
Deborah rolled her eyes and nodded.
"Does he drink tea or coffee?"
she asked.
"Tea, milk with one sugar, same as me," Andrew replied, placing the milk on the table.
A fully dressed Justin shuffled into the kitchen, looking down at the floor. Andrew walked past him, placing his hand on his shoulder and rubbing him.
"I'll be right back. I need a jumper," said Andrew, before walking out of the room.
Deborah picked up a mug and poured some tea into it.
"Andrew said you like tea,"
said Deborah, looking over at Justin.
Justin nodded and sat down, his eyes still fixed on the floor.
Well, there's toast and cereal.
Deborah pointed at the assortment of breakfast items on the table.
There's also some butter and jam, so help yourself.
Justin picked up some toast and put it on his plate. He looked down and started spreading some butter on it. The knife was trembling slightly in his hands and his eyes remained fixed on the plate. Deborah noticed his shaky hand and the fact he had his head bowed.
Scared to look at me?
She joked, as she sat down and looked directly at him. Justin looked up momentarily, not sure how to respond. He took a sip of his tea and glanced back down at the table, slurping the tea to fill the silence.
Look at me, Justin.
Deborah leant forward and touched his hand. Justin exhaled deeply and looked up above the brim of the mug at Deborah.
Let's just get this out in the open, shall we?
Deborah sighed.
At Andrew's father's funeral 8 years ago, he looked at me and said, Mum, I like guys. He then added something else which terrified me. Take it or leave it.
Deborah took a sip of her tea and paused for a moment.
It was a difficult time, she continued. I just lost my husband. We didn't always get on, but I loved him. And I wasn't prepared to lose both my husband and my only son. So I accepted it. It wasn't easy and it was a slow process, but we came through it.
She placed the cup down and then looked back up at Justin.
I'm telling you this because you don't have to be afraid of me.
Justin pursed his lips and nodded. He wanted to say something, but his brain felt frozen, unable to process the words quick enough. Deborah continued.
Andrew has taught me a lot over the years. He taught me how to love and how to accept. Except that...
Andrew walked back in the room, interrupting the conversation. He put his hands on Justin's shoulders and squeezed them with his large fingers.
I'm starving, he exclaimed,
before sitting down and tucking into the toast. Justin smiled over at Deborah and breathed a sigh of relief. He just sipped his tea again, and they continued the breakfast pretending nothing had happened. Later that day, Justin and Andrew were both in the office. Justin had just filled out an expenses report using information in the file Andrew had given him. He passed it to Andrew to examine, comparing it to his notes.
These two totals don't match, he said, pointing out Justin's error.
Justin smiled.
You didn't even use a calculator, he said. Are you sure you just haven't got it wrong?
Andrew raised his head and looked over at him with one eyebrow raised.
Who's the trainee and who is the professional here?
He responded, pointing to himself.
Yeah, a professional moaner,
joked Justin, pulling the piece of paper back towards him.
Well, at least I can do basic maths,
Andrew mocked, before he turned back to carry on his paperwork. Justin gasped and smiled. He reached over and grabbed his bottle of water off the side, opened the lid and spurted some out at him. Andrew screwed up his face but didn't flinch. He turned towards Justin slowly with a smile.
You think that's funny? He said,
before picking up his glass of water and throwing it into Justin's face. Justin jumped up.
You bitch!
Justin said, before completely unscrewing the lid of his water bottle. Andrew stood up.
Not on the paperwork, he said, smiling,
and holding his hands out to protect the paper on his desk.
Then you'd better move over there, then, said Justin,
smiling and pointing to the doorway. Andrew put up his hands in surrender and moved over to the door, before having his back drenched in water by Justin. He reached over to the vase of flowers that was on the shelf, removed the flowers from it and sloshed it at Justin. Justin leant forward to grab the vase, but Andrew moved out of the way and ran down the stairs. Justin followed him and they ran outside. Andrew turned around and tipped the entire vase full of water onto Justin's head, as he laughed and stepped backwards. Justin staggered back and stepped on the hosepipe on the floor near the greenhouse. So he picked it up and turned on the water.
No, no,
said Andrew, putting his hand out to protect his face. His white shirt had gone see-through and was sticking to his chest, showing the dark hair beneath. Justin couldn't resist and sprayed him with the hose, drenching him even more. The water was cold and sprayed off Andrew's clothes as he walked forward, using his hand to shield his face from the strong jet of ice-cold water. They fought over the nozzle, soaking themselves in the process.
Eventually, they both gave up and started kissing, both of them dripping wet. Their hands rubbed each other's backs, running down the cold, wet fabric that clung to their shivering bodies. They made their way inside and took off their clothes, hanging them on the back of a chair next to the radiator, and lay in bed. Justin was lying with his head on Andrew's chest, smoking. He started reciting his favourite Shakespeare sonnet. "Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date." Justin took a puff of his cigarette and passed it to Andrew.
"Sounds like a strange love story," said Andrew, inhaling.
"Well, in my experience, although I've never been in love, it seems like a pretty strange thing to me," replied Justin.
"Have you ever been in love?"
Andrew nodded.
"Once," he replied, exhaling the smoke. "But I find that what you gain from a relationship isn't always as much as what you put into it."
Justin chuckled and took the cigarette back.
"You're such an accountant,"
Andrew chuckled.
"Probably."
Justin turned his head to look at him.
"Wow," Justin said, laughing to fill the silence.
"Sounds like you've been burnt in the past." Andrew looked back at him.
"You can leave now if that scares you."
Andrew raised his eyebrow. Justin turned and looked at him. "You don't want me to stay?" Andrew took the cigarette back and took a puff, exhaling the smoke and laying back against the pillow. He pulled Justin to lie back on top of him and wrapped his arm around him, pulling his warm, petite body into him.
"What was the line about the wind again?"
asked Andrew. Justin sighed and got up, rolling on top of Andrew, looking down at him.
"Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May," he repeated.
"Am I the rough winds?" asked Andrew, looking deep into Justin's eyes. Justin looked back at him. Andrew was achingly handsome, and he looked so sexy lying there naked. Justin leant down and the two of them kissed deeply. Several hours had flown by and it was already early evening. Justin returned from the kitchen with two plates of what looked like meat and vegetables, drenched in a dark, congealed sauce.
"Dinner!"
he shouted up at Andrew, who was working upstairs. He came down, and the two of them sat down to eat, perched on Andrew's unmade bed.
"Not bad. It wasn't too burnt this time," joked Andrew as he finished his last mouthful.
Justin got up and picked up the two empty plates and placed them on the side.
"Well, at least I break the stereotype. I'm gay and I can cook," he joked.
Andrew scoffed and grinned.
"Yeah, along with loving Shakespeare, you're just a regular macho man."
"Just like you with your bright pink calculator," added Justin, turning around to give him the side eye. Andrew smiled. He was going to correct him and say it was actually a light shade of red, but realised that didn't sound any better.
"Well, if you carry on the way you are, your marks this year at school will be just as bad as your cooking," said Andrew with a smirk.
Justin turned around and smiled at him and stuck his tongue out, before throwing him a yoghurt.
"Thanks," said Andrew, catching it. "So why have you given up at college?"
Justin shrugged and sat down next to Andrew.
"Well, I discovered that women were on one side, sex was on the other, and I didn't want the two to meet. It really threw me," said Justin.
"Oh, so you were a late starter?" asked Andrew.
"Sort of, but I made up for lost time once I discovered men," joked Justin.
"And so where does this love for Shakespeare fit into all of that?"
Andrew gestured dramatically with his hand.
"Are you making fun of me?" asked Justin.
Andrew nodded and smiled. Justin smiled and shook his head.
"Well, when you grow up in a place like Castleton, you need to find something to fill your time," explained Justin.
"My grandma lived next door, and she had this book which was a collection of Shakespeare's work. She used to read it to me all the time, and I found it really interesting."
Justin gave Andrew a spoon and started eating the yoghurt.
"Don't you like Shakespeare?" said Justin, through a mouthful of yoghurt. Not really, replied Andrew, grimacing slightly.
Justin shrugged.
Well, I do. When you're young and have lots of questions about the world, it gives you some answers that you won't get from your parents or the church.
Andrew nodded and started eating his yogurt.
Are your parents religious, then?
Justin furrowed his brow and nodded.
Oh, yeah. They go to church every Sunday. They're part of the parish council, the whole hog.
Andrew nodded.
Do they know you're gay?
Justin put down his yogurt and looked at Andrew for a moment.
I don't see what difference it makes, he said before getting up and walking away.
Andrew pursed his lips and sat back in his chair. He widened his eyes and exhaled.
What have I let myself in for? Jesus. Quite literally, he muttered.
Justin was out of earshot and Andrew wasn't quite sure how this relationship was going to work. He was so proud of his identity and being gay was just part of his everyday life. He wasn't prepared to compromise on anything in that regard, but knew he'd have to tread carefully if he was going to get Justin to think the same way. Justin was special to him, and he didn't want to mess it up. The next day, it was about 8 o'clock in the morning, and Jennifer was lying on the sofa in her pyjamas watching TV. There was a knock at the door.
Oh, hey Justine, she called out, walking over to the door and pulling it open with a beaming smile. Did you forget your key again? I wasn't expecting you back until...
Jennifer stopped when she realised it was Justin's parents, Charlie and Diane, standing on the other side of the door.
Good evening, Jennifer,
said Charlie, smiling and taking off his hat. He was dressed in a smart black suit with a bow tie, and Diane was in an elegant black dress with a red necklace and matching red fascinator. Jennifer stumbled over her words for a second.
Good evening?
Diane looked at her and smiled.
Sorry to just arrive unannounced. We were going to get you to buzz us in, but the front door was already open. Charlie is treating me to a glitzy evening at the theatre for my birthday. Then we're going for dinner in the city, and we're staying the night in a fancy hotel nearby.
Diane looked past Jennifer into the flat.
Would you like to come in?
Asked Jennifer, opening the door as slowly as she could.
As long as it isn't any trouble, replied Diane,
pushing the door open and barging past Jennifer before she had time to answer. Diane looked around, obviously searching for her son.
I'm sorry, but Justin isn't here, said Jennifer, looking around at the empty flat.
See?
Said Charlie, nudging Diane.
We should have called in advance.
Diane looked around and smiled.
Well, I'd still love to look around. We haven't seen your place yet, said Diane as she started walking through the living room, lifting things up and opening drawers.
Jennifer shut the front door. She looked down and realised she was only in her strappy top and shorts. She covered her chest with her hands and walked into her room and put on her long dressing gown, trying not to let her face blush. She could see that Diane was walking toward Justin's bedroom door, so she strode past her and slammed the door shut, pulling off a postcard of a half-naked man as she did so. She crumpled it in her hand and slipped it into her pocket.
You'll have to excuse the mess, she said with a painted-on smile. That's a storage room, and it's a total mess.
Diane smiled and reached for the door again.
Oh, we don't mind, said Diane. No, no, said Jennifer,
blocking Diane's arm and grinning widely.
I'm really embarrassed about it.
Charlie walked over and tugged at Diane's shoulder.
Leave the poor woman alone, dear,
he chuckled. Jennifer took her opportunity and placed her hand on Diane's back and moved her away from Justin's door, pointing around the flat.
Well, this is the kitchen and dining room. Over there is the bathroom, and that door over there is our bedroom.
Diane walked into Jennifer's bedroom and saw the unmade bed. She ruffled her nose slightly before realising Charlie and Jennifer were behind her. She quickly flashed a smile.
It's so, cosy in here.
Charlie nudged her.
Don't be like that. It's perfect for two young lovebirds, said Charlie, placing his hand on Jennifer's shoulder.
Jennifer recoiled at his touch and walked out to the living room.
It's a shame Justin isn't here at the moment. He would have loved this surprise. Do you know when he's coming back? Asked Diane.
Nope, replied Jennifer, scanning the room to make sure there was nothing else incriminating lying around. Diane walked over and put her hand on Jennifer's shoulders.
What's wrong? Have you two had a fight?
A frown shot across her face.
No, no,
replied Jennifer, laughing and scratching the inside of her arm.
I just need to try and find out where he is. I think he's with a friend.
In Andrew's office, the phone rang, and Andrew picked it up.
Hello, Charles.
He was cut off by a shrill voice.
Yes, he's here, Jennifer. I'll just get him.
Andrew walked downstairs and passed the phone to Justin. He was lying down on the bed in his underwear and a vest top. He hopped to his feet to grab the phone.
You look cute dressed like that, said Andrew,
slapping Justin's bum as he walked past. Justin smiled and looked back at Andrew before putting the phone to his ear.
Hey, Jennifer, sorry my phone has died again, but I told you I'd be home later, he said.
There was a reply on the other end and Justin's face fell.
What?
He stuttered.
How long have they been there? When are they leaving?
There was another shrill reply at the end of the phone and Justin pushed the hair out of his face.
Okay, I'll be there as soon as I can,
he said before slamming down the phone.
Crap!
He yelled. Andrew looked over at him.
My parents are at the flat. They showed up suddenly, shouted Justin as he grabbed his clothes and started putting them back on. You need to take me home right now.
Andrew sighed and put his paperwork down. He went to open his mouth but saw the terror on Justin's face and decided to bite his lip. 20 minutes later, they pulled up outside Justin's building and the car ground to a halt. Justin opened his door and leant over to give Andrew a kiss. Andrew pulled away and Justin just pecked the side of his cheek. He got out of the car and walked to the front door and opened it. As he entered, he turned and gazed at Andrew, who just stared back at him blankly. Justin then closed the door and disappeared inside. Andrew reached down beside him in the central compartment, grasping for the cigarette packet. He felt something soft, looked down and realised Justin had left his scarf draped on the passenger seat. Andrew picked up the scarf and put it to his nose. It smelt just like Justin, and it made Andrew smile. He wrapped it around his neck. For a moment he sat smiling, then opened his eyes and saw where he was. Alone in the car outside Justin's flat, where he was inside with his fake girlfriend and his family. He shook his head and snatched the scarf off his neck, throwing it onto the back seat, before lighting a cigarette with his shaky hand and driving off back to his house. During the night, Justin and Jennifer had slept in their own rooms but had woken up early to make sure the flat was tidy. Justin moved some of his things into Jennifer's room to keep up the illusion. He also locked the door to his room from the outside just in case. There was a knock at the door, and the two of them answered with unnaturally wide smiles.
Come in, Mum and Dad. Lovely to see you, said Justin, giving them both a hug.
He gave Jennifer the side eye as he was doing it.
Oh, it's lovely to see you again, my darling, said Diane, kissing him on the cheek. Thank you for inviting us for breakfast.
Justin grimaced slightly before returning to his fake smile, wiping the lipstick off and showing them into the kitchen. The table had been neatly set up with four place settings, and there was a great spread of eggs and bacon, cereal, and some croissants neatly arranged in the centre of the table.
Where did all this come from?
Asked Charlie, taking a seat and diving straight in.
Oh, I just popped to the shop this morning, said Justin, flashing a look at Jennifer, who had been up since 6 a.m. preparing everything. Help yourself, he continued.
They all sat down and ate in uncomfortable silence. Justin and Jennifer kept looking up at each other, and then back down at their plates. Justin picked up the croissant that his mum had put on his plate, insisting that he ate something. As he reached for the jam, it brought back memories of his similarly uncomfortable breakfast with Deborah, after she had caught him and Andrew in bed together. Justin just sat with the croissant in his hand.
"Are you going to eat that?"
asked Charlie, looking at the croissant the way a lion looks at a gazelle.
No, said Justin, offering it to Charlie, who grabbed it.
Diane slapped Charlie on the shoulder and made a comment about him being a greedy pig before pouring herself another coffee.
The show was really good last night, wasn't it? Said Diane, looking at Charlie.
He simply shrugged his shoulders and raised his eyebrow before continuing to eat the croissant.
Well, I liked it, continued Diane. I love musicals.
Jennifer perked up.
Oh, well, Justin loves musical theatre, don't you?
She said, smirking across the table at Justin.
Justin nodded and kicked Jennifer under the table, making Charlie laugh.
See, that's how opposite we are,
explained Charlie, finishing his last bite.
He likes musicals and I don't, and I like croissants and he doesn't.
Jennifer and Diane tittered and Justin forced a smile. He looked at his dad and noticed the gash across his forehead from his fall.
Have the doctors given you the all clear?
Asked Justin, gesturing at Charlie's head.
Oh, yes, don't worry, replied his dad. You won't be getting your inheritance that early.
Again a titter came from Jennifer and Diane, and Justin decided he wasn't hungry. Later that evening, Justin came back to the office and snuck into Andrew's room while he was sleeping. He looked so peaceful and handsome. His broad shoulders and hairy chest were peeking out from the blanket. Justin took a moment to think how lucky he was to have Andrew. He crept over to the bed and dangled the leftover croissant from breakfast over his face, rubbing it against his nose. Andrew stirred, blinked and rolled over. He smiled when he saw who it was. Justin dropped the croissant and got on top of Andrew.
I missed you, said Justin.
Oh?
Said Andrew, rubbing his eyes and removing the croissant.
I didn't.
He winked and put his hand on Justin's head and started rubbing his hands through his soft hair.
Was it hard, playing straight in front of Mummy and Daddy?
Justin didn't know what to say, and even if he wanted to argue, he knew Andrew was right. Instead, he hugged Andrew tightly, burrowing his head into him. Andrew wrapped his arms around Justin and gently rubbed his back. He looked up at the ceiling and a sudden rush of emotions hit him. It was in that moment he realized he was in love with Justin.